What happened was that Baba would have us in Guru Prasad each morning of the 4 days. But the very first day before the 4 days started, all the women were called to be at Guru Prasad in the morning with Baba. And we came in small groups, and Billy and Eaton and I arrived together. And as we mounted the stairs to go into Guru Prasad, and as I looked in, Baba was sitting in the back on this green sofa, and Mara was leaning over the arm next to him. And Mani was standing in her beautiful green sari, and there were many Western women already there, Kitty and Elizabeth and others, and all the Eastern women Mandali. And as soon as I saw Baba, I wanted to run to him. And I was hoping Mani would say my name before Billy. And she did, and it seemed like I don't know if I didn't run or not, but I felt like I ran into Baba's arms. And he just held my face so close to his face. And I just poured his love on me, just melted, a complete meltdown into his love. So sweet and so endearing, so wholehearted. Such wonderful, wonderful, divine, pure love. He was showing us how to love him purely. And Mara was there, and everything Baba felt, he was feeling, and she was loving us like Baba was loving us. And then we each took our seat and watched the rest of the women come in. And after that, we all greeted the Eastern women Mandali, and Baba was among us. And when Baba was among only women, there was a very special feeling. Baba was never effeminate with us, but he was most gentle and most sweet in his love. And we as women felt the best attributes of what it is like to feel being a woman. I felt that was just part of it. Other women have made the same comment. And so in the afternoon, the men had their time with Baba. And I asked my father, was there a special feeling about just men being with Baba? And he said, yes. Yes, it was like slaps on the back sort of thing, us men among men. And I thought it was very interesting that Baba would make these special occasions of just women and just men. There's some value in that. And each day we would have this precious time with Baba for 4 hours in Guru Prasad for 4 days with songs and greetings and being with him. And he would ask about our health. And in the afternoons we would gather outside behind Guru Prasad under this huge pandal, beautifully colored bright saris across the top. And men would be on one side of Baba and women on the other side for 3 days, 3 afternoons, the whole afternoon from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the sweltering heat. And the Western people were sitting in the front row all this time. And Baba was greeting the Easterners who were sitting behind us, thousands and thousands of us. And they would queue up. The men would come up and have their turns, and the Eastern women would come up and have their turns and have a quick embrace or just a touch from Baba and go on. And you could see the constant love pouring from Baba. It was so wonderful. And we were just drinking it all and absorbing. I never got tired of absorbing Baba there the whole time. And one day, Baba had told us that it was going to rain in the afternoon, but I didn't hear it. And we had this great downpour of rain. And we all got drenched. And the pandel partitions parted and all the water came down. And there was a call for the Western women to come forward to come onto the pandal, I mean onto the platform where Baba was. And so as we moved forward to get there, it caused a stir among all the rest of the people. And while we were doing that, the Easterners were surging forward. There was a great excitement because it seemed like they wouldn't get their turn or what. The excitement was tremendous while we were trying to get on the platform. And the men formed a tight rope so that people wouldn't rush Baba. And after I was on the platform, I found myself standing behind Baba, wonder upon wonder, during the midst of all this excitement. And I felt this tremendous power of Baba, this tremendous energy. It was just, I was just rooted to the ground with this feeling. I was so awestruck at that moment. And then I saw that Baba was not using his power. He was giving divine love. He was just continuously just giving divine love. He was quieting the crowd with his divine love, and I felt like it was going out to the ends of the earth. There was no limit to what Baba was giving with this divine love feeling. Well, Baba doesn't let you stay in that place for very long. And my mother asked me to go find my sister. So I realized I had a call of nature at that moment, and I entered into Guru Prasad, and Rano came along, and I said, "Where's the ladies' room?" Forgetting about my sister. And so she took me into the bedrooms of the Eastern Mandali women, and they were coming from their closets with their arms full of clothes. And what they were doing was exchanging clothes because all their dresses were wet and they were putting on dry clothes. And I thought, what a nice idea. And I just now realized my dress was wet. And so I thought, I'll do this too. And I reached for a nice blue blouse, and it was big for me. So I thought I'd better go into the next room. I might find something more fitting. And I went into the next room, and just then Mara was coming out of her closet and had an arm full of things. And she looked at this blouse of mine, she took it out of my hand, and she picked up her dress, and she said, "Here, wear this." And so she gave me her dress to wear. And Mani gave me even a slip to wear. And then the other women had already gone out, and they were wearing all kinds of things. Elizabeth Patterson had Baba's robe that she had given him. That's what she was wearing. Their hair was wet, and they had all these odd-looking clothes, and they went out to their seats, and by that time, the Eastern women had come forward, and all their seats were gone, and everyone had to find a place to sit among the Easterners, so there was a big mix-up with the people. And then Baba called us, the women, back up on the platform, and can you imagine how women feel when they don't look nice? They aren't dressed just so, and they had to come up here, and they had this embrace with Baba, and then returned. And the next day, Baba was just so pleased with all that went on the next morning with making this motion, and how happy he was that everybody got all mixed up. And so he was very, very pleased with this. We felt he was doing something with this mixing of East and West. And so each day at Guru Prasad, the day was closed with the singing and performing of Baba's Aarti. And this was something new for us, for me at least, to see how they have these candles and how they sing to Baba. And each day, we sang along too and chimed in on the chorus as best we could. And can you imagine 5,000 people singing to Baba, offering their hearts to him? And on the last day, it was so, so very wonderful. I had always thought, being a music lover, that Beethoven's Ninth Symphony was the highest musical tribute to God. This already beats all. Here were all the oneness. I felt the oneness of all these people in their united love, pouring their hearts out, their souls, to God, beloved God, before us. It was just so, so stirring and so wonderful. Magnificent. There are no words to describe Baba and his resplendency in his giving, his constant giving of his love. So I think I'm coming close to the time I'm supposed to stop. But if you want to ask some questions, I think you can feel free to go ahead now. Now it's your turn. Go ahead. Well, what about him? Yes, my brother. All of us are. My brother had his separate experiences with Baba more than my sister and me. Although my sister and I had our separate experiences with Baba, we had many experiences as a team. But all through the years, our family traveled to Myrtle Beach together. We saw Baba together as a group. Even in India, when Baba wasn't seeing individuals, he saw groups, and he saw our family as a group, and talked over our personal lives and our personal affairs. Baba saw through every detail of our life, of our lives. In 1952, Baba was asking specific questions about my brother, and he specifically told my brother to enlist in a branch of the armed services, which he did, and he went to the Korean War. And soon after that, war stopped. Whether there's anything to it, I don't know. My brother is a very deep person, and he met Baba in April 1952. Mani rang up from Myrtle Beach, and no one knew that Baba was in the country. He came incognito, and she rang up and said that Baba wanted Lowell to come down to the center to do night duty for him. So he traveled by train, and he was very tired when he got there. He was in the cabin on the hill, freshening up and shaving, getting ready to meet Baba. He was 19 at the time. And lo and behold, while he's shaving, Baba walks in on him and taps him on the shoulder. So he didn't have a chance to get nervous. And he just embraced him, just the two of them. And then Baba took him over to his house for the night, to do night duty. And he said, "This is the buzzer." The buzzer was in the hallway. Baba's bedroom over here, in the hallway here, in the buzzer. And he told Lowell to lie down in this bed in the room across from Baba's bedroom, but not to go to sleep. Well, when you're so tired, he fell asleep. And Baba later took our family over to Baba's, to his house, and toured us around his house. And then Baba teased my brother and showed us how he rang that buzzer, and Lowell still didn't wake up. And so what Baba was doing, we don't know. Of course, he doesn't explain those things. But after Baba and Lowell were together, Baba sent Lowell back home to Schenectady, still in April. And that's when my sister and I got a hold of him. Tell us what it was like to meet Baba, and does he look like this picture or that picture? And we just felt Baba's love coming to us. He just radiated Baba's love. And a friend of ours who lived across the town said that he could feel Baba's love across the city coming. So Baba uses people, and he certainly did with him. But he was with us through the years, and we all shared in this wonderful love story. But the funny thing is, as much as we shared together as a family, we felt, you know, when you eat a meal together, you know that the food tastes good. You don't always say, well, the potatoes were just right, or the fish was this way or that. You just know it was good, so you have a feeling of what the other person experienced. So can you imagine that it was similar to that in the sense that we didn't go over the details of exactly how we felt about every incident with Baba, because we had such a feeling of knowing what it was like. I can't imagine that we didn't say this and that, but it just seemed a conclusion that we all knew what it felt like. It's because we all knew what it felt like to love Baba, and that was the only thing that was important. And it was years later that when we started telling stories, and my parents would say, I didn't know that. I didn't know you thought that. I didn't know you felt that. And so they're still hearing our stories. And of course, we're always eager to hear each other's stories, because when we were with Baba, we didn't know each other's stories, although the rest of the Baba lovers. We felt a sense of community and love for each other that went past the individual personality. So oftentimes we allow individual personality factors to hinder us from loving. And I found that for many of us, we saw past that and we loved Baba in each other and saw each other through the eyes of love. And Baba said, love one another. And that's what we were doing. It was devastating when Baba dropped his body. My husband and daughter and I were living in Bloomington, Indiana, where there were no other Baba lovers at the time. But my mother was visiting us at the time. And so when my father called to give us the news, we were just completely devastated. And we just couldn't stop sobbing. We sobbed for a week. But that day, that very day, my mother and my husband and I sat in the living room and had a little meeting. And we just were quiet and thought of Baba. And as we settled down into our deeper selves, and then after a while we spoke and we said, you know, nothing's changed. Baba's with us. So after a while we dried our tears and went on, knowing that Baba is within us. And that's where we all meet Baba, within. And that's where we have our companionship with him. And the same with Mara. When she passed away, we found that she too is within us now, and we can enjoy her company too.
In your talk, you mentioned that Baba could call both the good and the bad aspects of you. How does it feel when you when you start Baba looking at the bad side? Do you feel
I felt that he saw it. I didn't feel embarrassed one single bit. I didn't cringe. He didn't make me feel uncomfortable in the least. He made me feel totally acceptable. And I feel that that's a very important point, because I feel that Baba wants all of us to feel completely acceptable to him. There's nothing that bars us from coming to him in any way, that he is accessible to us at all times. Are there more questions? Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.